Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's our second hour of Fantasy Sports Today, closing out the week on this Friday. We continue our fantasy baseball discussion. Also, we'll dive into a little bit of a marketing discussion with Kenneth Cashman from RotoWare as he talks about how he makes those cool t-shirts. Michael Waldo will join us to preview the fantasy baseball weekend. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Gone. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown.
For three. Puts it in.
I guess it's my historical radio and television background telling me not to curse on the air. So we're not going to play Aaron Boone cursing on the air and calling his team savages and his hitters savages. But man, that was some good YouTube video yesterday, I got to tell you. How are we going to get rid of umpires in Major League Baseball and lose all of those fun interactions? It doesn't make any sense. That's why it's not going to happen. Howard Bender, RotoBuzz guy on Twitter, fantasyalarm.com, wageralarm.com.
If the Giants over the next couple of weeks continue to play competitive baseball and stay in the hunt in this race here, then he's actually going to change and try and make a run at this because he wants to give Bruce Bochy one last shot at going to the playoffs and winning the title. Closers are always a nightmare for us, Craig, on a regular basis. If they feel like they're still in it, then they're not trading Will Smith and he stays a closer. If they sell him and he's just a middle reliever and loses all his value.
All right, that was the voice of Howard Bender, the RotoBuzz guy. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and this is hour number two of our show. Or if you're listening on demand, consider us a podcast. So wherever you listen to the show, we certainly appreciate it. As always, Chris Pavona producing this show. He is less than 57 minutes away from being off for a week to head over to a honeymoon. And so we'll wish him the best at the end, but we will continue the show, of course, next week. You can always let me know on Twitter what you're thinking, at Craig Mish. Let us know, 844-843-6879. Again, 844-843-6879. That is how you get us here on the show. If you want to go back and listen on demand on Fantasy Sports, on the FNTSY app, go ahead and do that, audioboom.com. You can hear it there as well. And we touch on a lot of different topics, not just baseball. We hit some football. We hit some pop culture. We try to do it all here on this show. Coming up this weekend, in case those of you who are not able to watch this live, let me give you my little routine for how I do the Hall of Fame. First and foremost, just so you know, this Sunday afternoon, the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown will induct a total of six new players, into their Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, Lee Smith, and Harold Baines. And Jason Stark, as a sports writer, is going in there as well, so congratulations to him. So six players and a baseball writer. But first and foremost, the thing that's changed for me significantly, and it has through the years, and I'm really not one of these old-school guys, but I do believe the Hall of Fame should be really preserved for Hall of Famers. And that's not to say that any of these six names shouldn't be there, although we can certainly stir that debate up. But the important thing to note is that the Hall of Fame needs to make money. The Hall of Fame needs to have big induction weekends. And the more players that get into the Hall of Fame, the more money they make and the better off they are. I think from a purist standpoint, we can yell and scream and yell at clouds and say, looking on this list, who should really be in the Hall of Fame? And truth be told, you could absolutely make the case. Mariano Rivera, without a doubt, should be in the Hall of Fame. I would also make the case, I think most people would, that Roy Halladay, without a doubt, one of the great pitchers of our time and our generation, should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, beyond that, and even with Halladay, rest in peace, you could probably poke holes at just about everybody that's on this list. But what's happening is is that having one speech or having one player get into the hall just simply isn't optimal. And I don't like how the NFL does it, where they're guaranteed to put five guys in. But certainly to have an induction weekend and a hot summer in July in Cooperstown, the last thing that you want is Mariano Rivera to be the only guy that gets in. And so hence they changed the rules a little bit, and they had a veterans committee, essentially. I think it's, I don't know the name exactly of it, what it is, but they put Harold Baines in, they put Lee Smith in, and by vote it was Rivera, Halliday, Mussina, and Edgar Martinez. And look, I honestly don't have a problem with any of these players, even though some people feel Harold Baines shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I was one of those that watched him play in the 80s. Anybody who collected baseball cards, you just look on the back of Harold Baines' baseball card, you'll see what a great player he was. But there's no question that at this point, there are now players with the pedigree and the stats of Harold Baines, and even maybe the stats of potentially Lee Smith, that are not in the Hall of Fame. And now all of a sudden you're opening up a Pandora's box for those players to wonder why they're not in, and they did not get in the first place. So I am a purist, and I am a little bit of an old school baseball guy, but I definitely understand the direction that the Baseball Hall of Fame is going. I don't blame them for doing it. At the same time, I think that you have to look at it as we're heading more toward a little bit more of a popularity contest and a little bit more of an agenda contest, as opposed to actually putting players in the Hall of Fame. Lee Smith, as an example, I am not big on closers getting into the Hall of Fame, but you put Lee Smith's numbers up against Trevor Hoffman, who got in, and then you have to wonder, how did Lee Smith not get in all those years, and how did Trevor Hoffman get in? So, look, these debates can be had over and over again. If it wasn't a fantasy show and it was more of a reality show, we would make a little bit of a deeper dive into it. But for me, I don't have a huge issue. It's six guys. Does it seem like a lot? Of course it does. Is there a sweet spot? Probably two or three getting in every year. But baseball cannot afford to not have an induction. You cannot have that. You can't have a Hall of Fame and not put anybody in. That happened a few years ago, and now we've seen significant changes. And I think every year you're going to see four or five players get in, four or five players on induction Sunday. And I think that's how we will it will be moving forward. In fact, next year, the CEO of the Miami Marlins and former million-time All-Star, 3,000 hits, Derek Jeter, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Jeter will be in the induction next year. I wonder if that's somewhere where I will end up going. Okay, so let's continue on with the show. We got plenty more to get to. I'm going to give you some streaming options from pitchers, talk some home runs, go through some of the twin sluggers, what they've done this year, and we'll continue our conversation next here on Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you until 2 o'clock on the East Coast. Then we're going to turn it over to full-time fantasy. Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis, looking forward to hearing their show at 2 o'clock Eastern. Then we're going to have some fun and take the weekend off, Saturday, Sunday. Time to do a little chill. I think that's the word that I'd like to use. It's been fast and furious since I got back from New York last week. I'll take a couple of days off. There's no baseball locally here. Just chill out, and then we'll be back here on Monday and recapping everything that happened over the weekend, and then we'll basically be a week away from the baseball trade deadline and see how the fantasy ramifications from that. We'll have a big show, I'm sure, on either the day after the trade deadline, the day of. We'll get that sorted out for you. Okay, let me give you some potential streaming options, pitchers today. Get out your phones, open up your notes. If you still use a pen, does anybody use a pen? Chris, do they even have pens in the pit? Does anybody even use pens and write things down anymore? I use pens if I write a check, which is like once a month at best. And if I have to sign, I guess, a credit card, right? Receipt? Like, that's something that I use a pen for. But in my own house, I don't even think I use pens very often. Okay, so tonight, I like Brendan McKay of the Rays against the White Sox and Reynaldo Lopez. Do I really need to spell out why intimately for you guys? Well, if so, then listen up. First of all, McKay has looked phenomenal when he's pitched on a big league mound. The White Sox have not hit the ball well over the last 7 to 10 days. They do not have Eloy Jimenez in their starting lineup. I think that illustrates some of it. And obviously, Tampa Bay is much better than Chicago. Truth be told, McKay is probably a good DFS option for you. Maybe you could get him and build your team around him. I would guess that most teams he's owned in most leagues. The only thing that could have happened is somebody could have cut him when he was sent down to the minor leagues, although it would seem the chances of that are probably a little bit remote. Saturday, I got Daniel Norris. Now, look, before you jump up and down and say there's no way, he's facing the Toronto Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays have been as disappointing as a team as any team in baseball. They're lucky if they're going to get to 65 wins, I would say. And look, Detroit is at home. It's not a game that I'm interested in. It's not a game in that I'll watch. But I would say that you could do worse going against the Blue Jays team that has basically packed it in for the year, and we're not even in August yet. On Sunday, my choice, and this is really outside of the box, so I don't want to be completely responsible for this choice. I'm sure there are better options out there, but I'm going to give you one sneaky type option. Asher Wojciechowski of the Baltimore Orioles. Why? He goes up against Andrew Kashner of now the Red Sox. I don't have a lot of faith that Kashner is going to be great with the Red Sox, and I understand they didn't give up a lot to get him. I think Baltimore tees off on him at home in the heat at Camden Yards on Sunday. And if I'm playing DFS, maybe in a, you know, in a tournament of some kind, I'm going to throw Wojciechowski out there and just see how he does. Again, not a lot of money, you know, $5, $10, something like that. But let's get real. Like, I mean, isn't there certainly a chance that he could throw six innings and give up three earned runs? And Baltimore scores runs too sometimes. Not completely inept. They haven't traded away their offensive talent, although they don't have a lot. They still have some. Trey Mancini, still good, right? Alberto, still good, right? I think they could put a five spot up on Andrew Kashner. I wouldn't shock me. Now, the other thing that's happened that we talked to our friend Howard Bender about from Fantasy Alarm and WagerAlarm.com was the fact that the New York Yankees in 2018 had 266 home runs. It's a big number. That's the Aaron Judge, right? That's a big, big number in 2018. Right now, the Minnesota Twins, playing in Target Field, playing in the American League Central, are on pace for 300 home runs. So let's kind of take a look here and see how they've done it. I think some people may be surprised with hearing that. Let me give you the names of players on the Twins that are already in double-digit home runs. If this doesn't remind you of looking at, like, for example, the Texas Rangers of the steroid era, I don't know what will. Jason Castro, CJ Crone, Jonathan Scope, Jorge Polanco, Miguel Sano, Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler, Nelson Cruz, Marwin Gonzalez, and Mitch Garver all have double-digit home runs. You're talking about, I mean, you're talking about like maybe 20 guys having 20 home runs or 10 to 15 guys having 20 home runs. It's insane. It's insane. And again, how many of these players did you predict at the beginning of the season that could have done this? If you project out, and you can't, but if you project out over the course of the rest of the season with less than 80 games to go, you would have CJ Crone, Jonathan Scope, Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler, Mitch Garver, all hitting about 30 home runs. Nelson Cruz, too. I'm sorry. Nelson Cruz as well. Where did this come from? In fact, Byron Buxton has 9 home runs, and he's on the 7-day injured list with a concussion. The Target Field, in general, does not play into a home run park. So is it a change in philosophy? Is it launch angle? Is it their exit velocity? Whatever they're doing is working and is basically carrying them to the American League Central title. The only thing that I would add is how many of these guys legitimately could do this if the ball wasn't juiced. I would say that Max Kepler probably has found something. Going into the season, it did seem like there were some adjustments being made, so I would say that his 23 home runs are legit. Eddie Rosario is no stranger to home runs anymore. I would get those 20 home runs that he hit, I would say that those are legit, for sure. CJ Crone, we've always known, has had the power, hit 30 home runs. I would say that those 17 are legit. Scope's 15 are legit, and then I'll probably stop at that point. Mitch Garver, 15 home runs? Okay. Jason Castro with 10. Their two catchers have 25 home runs, and we're not even through the season yet? Yeah, I'm going to have one eye open, one eye closed on that one. Jorge Polanco on pace to hit 20, 25 home runs? Okay. Didn't see that coming either. Miguel Sano's got all kinds of power. He's already got 13 home runs in 45 games. He missed a month. So, yeah, the Twins have been quite a surprise, and they're going to shatter this home run record if it keeps up, and I can't believe that we'll look back on this 5-10 years from now and say, remember that year where Mitch Garver and Jason Castro were the two best catchers in the American League for fantasy outside of Gary Sanchez? Yeah, like that. Like, imagine combining those two players as your catcher, playing one at catcher, playing one at utility for the course of the entire season. It's just crazy. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Kenneth Cashman from RotoWear. He is the man behind all the ideas and designs for the t-shirts that you find over at rotowear.com. Anytime something happens in sports and pop culture, you could go to RotoWear and probably buy a t-shirt of some kind. I've seen this been going on now for years. We'll get his process and his info as to how he got started and how he made it happen. Michael Waldo will join us in about 20 minutes from now. We'll have some exit velocity, and then we'll get out of here on this Friday. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish here on FNTSY Radio. Coming up next, Kenneth Cashman joins us here on the show, so you'll want to stay tuned. Don't touch anything. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The Morning Line. How about Aaron Boone? Savages absolutely went ballistic. And the poor umpire. This was his fifth game behind the home plate. He looked like a 12-year-old, that umpire, that he was ripping. He talked about how that guy's a great pitcher. These guys are savages. That rant was just absolutely epic.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. We got Michael Waldo coming up in about 15 minutes from now. We're going to talk more fantasy with him. But yesterday, you may have seen the little tirade that Aaron Boone had on the field, and it brings us to our next subject as to the marketing genius that is Ken Cashman of RotoWear. He came up with a new shirt yesterday, the Savages in the Box. When Max Muncy hit his home run, it was go into the ocean and go get it. He's come up with all these different things through the years, and we're going to dive in a little bit here with Ken Cashman, who is the founder and owner of RotoWear. Ken, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I don't know if I'd call myself a marketing genius, considering I have like 40 Justin Mason shirts. But
yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're big on Justin Mason. That's for sure. I don't think I own any of those, by the way. Okay, so let's kind of start off with this idea that you had to start these shirts, because it's definitely morphed into more than you ever thought it would be. But when did you come up with this idea to build it around sports and specifically around like catchy ideas?
I just kept seeing things and saying that would make an awesome shirt, and kind of just been rolling with it ever since. I'm a designer, art director, creative director kind of by trade, and I spent a lot of time working on stuff for clients I'm not really into, or stuff that's not particularly interesting. So this is one for me. And huge sports fan, obviously a huge Yankees fan. And, anytime there's something that could be a cool shirt with it, just have at it.
Yeah, and for people that don't know, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. I know over the last year, things have really blown up. And we can kind of go through that process. What was the first shirt that you made that you thought, wow, like I'm really starting to get a lot of attention here? Which was I know the ones that have happened in the last year or so, but what would you say was like the first shirt that put you on the map?
Maybe Big Al Hit Stingers was one of them. The first one that I really got viral was the WTFJR. And that was just kind of like, I kind of saw that and was, wow, this is like an interesting way to go with it.
And do you come up with all these ideas yourself? Like, do people suggest these to you? I'm sure you get a lot of bad suggestions as well as good ones.
Yeah, I get a lot of, a lot of people will tag me stuff or just kind of shoot stuff over, which is awesome because, it's RotoWear is a very small company. So there's a lot of just, sometimes I'm just kind of preoccupied and don't have time to, catch everything. And a lot of times it's, I'll see something happen and just kind of have the idea instantly. And I've done all the designs myself, actually. So which is actually kind of it makes things a little easier. It's not like, all right, I've got to, find a designer to make this or something like that. It's just, there's the idea, have it in my head, boom, good to go.
Kenneth Cashman is with us from RotoWear. At RotoWear is the Twitter handle. RotoWear.com is the website. I think that for me, there's been a few benchmarks from your company, because you and I have known each other now for a couple of years, and I followed what's happened. But I feel like one of the bigger ones also was when you created the image of Arya Stark from the Game of Thrones, kind of in the... I don't even want to say it was Michael Jordan, because I don't think it was Michael Jordan. But again, in the idea of Arya basically killed the Night King, you had a T-shirt come out the next day. Was that the biggest one for you at the time that you had it? Because I certainly feel like that was the one that really put things over the top.
That was pretty big. And I think I got that out maybe an hour and a half to an hour after the episode ended. That one did pretty good.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Hey! All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on Friday. What we like to do is every so often check in with our friend Michael Waldo from Fantastics Fantasy Baseball, and of course does some great work there. I know he's heavy into the fantasy baseball season, trying to compete for championships, and we're getting close to the trade deadline too, so we'll get his thoughts on everything that's going on. You can follow him on Twitter at Michael Waldo. Mike, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Craig, I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, trade deadline. I'm writing a piece right now for InsiderBaseball.com that's focusing on closers and what relievers could be on the move and really what the impact is going to be the bullpens after those closers move. And I have to say, this trade season is unique because there's several bullpens where two or three of the back end guys could all move, like San Francisco, and then obviously with Miami. I mean, you're close to that. I don't really know. I'm curious your take. I kind of want to hear it with the Miami bullpen. What's going to happen, and who could get moved, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume, Mike, that Romo is going to get traded. I don't know that they'll move anyone out of the bullpen beyond that, but that would open up the slot for Nick Anderson. I think that he would pitch the ninth inning, but also keep in mind, Mike, a lot of these teams, I think, when they play the Marlins August and September, they're going to be trying to feast on Miami. They play the Braves a bunch. They play the Nationals a bunch. They got to play the Dodgers. They play the Rays. They play the Twins. So, it could be tough sledding, but I would think that if you said to me who would be the closer and how many saves would he get, I would say probably Nick Anderson. And I would set a total of about 5.5, 6 saves. But again, in a fantasy league, where you're not really sacrificing anything and you have them on a team, that could help you move up in the standings, so to speak. So I think that would be the situation there for me. But I think when I look around the league, Mike, the only problem is that these people who are trying to parse through this, it's almost impossible because the destination of the team doesn't always make the player the closer. And so when these guys are traded, they're not going to be closers anymore. And so I'm sure that's kind of part of what you're writing right now.
It is, exactly. And that's kind of why I'm focusing more on, hey, where do we go to pick up the pieces of the bullpen of the guy that's going to get moved, and less about maybe the player that's getting moved. I mean, I could easily see Will Smith get traded and not be a closer, just because everybody's in search from a guy just like him, a lefty who can get guys out. I mean, so for me, Craig, it's kind of one of those things, you can make your best guess, and it's, you know, wise of you to do that now, and this, especially this Fab, leading up before the trade deadline and the one right after it. But you mentioned Nick Anderson. That guy from a statistics and sabermetric standpoint, I salivate when I look at his number. I mean, 17.5% swinging strike rate, 34% chase rate. Obviously, watching him, he's legit. I mean, I'm curious for me, why did it take till 29 years old for he to get a shot in the majors? I mean, the Twins could have used him last year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the Twins could use a guy now, and I think that there are other teams too. I think for me, the interesting part of it, I don't know how you think this will work out, Mike, but look, I understand they're going to try and use Nate Eovaldi as the closer, but there's no doubt to me the Red Sox have to get someone as a backup plan before July 31st, right? Like, that it seems like insanity. If you want to give this guy Eovaldi a shot to get saves, I'm all for it. I mean, look, you could do that in August, but you get to September, you're telling me in the heat of a pennant race, if this thing falls flat, your only option is Matt Barnes? No way, right? They got to add somebody.
I would think so. I mean, the fan base has got to be clamoring for it. I mean, you didn't go and re-sign Kimbrel, and I understand it. With the luxury tax, it would have been an insane contract, but you got to go out now and get something, and it's a fascinating trade market because I think Will Smith's price is going to be high. I think Ken Giles is a wild card because we saw with the 2017 postseason, you know, there's definitely some question marks about what he's going to be like in the playoffs. Beyond that, I mean, there's other guys who could be made available, but if you're chasing the skills, it's going to be Will Smith who's going to be pricey, or Ken Giles, who has those question marks. We got maybe Raiones Elias from the Mariners who could be available. You know, guys like Ian Kennedy, Jake Diekman from the Royals, Shane Green might be available. But there's no dominant arm hanging out there like, you know, Aroldis Chapman a couple years ago for the Cubs. It's not going to be, whoever they acquire isn't going to be a game changer for them, but they got to do something. You can't just throw Nate Eovaldi back out there as a closer. I mean, he's never closed. It doesn't make much sense to me, Craig, but it's going to be fascinating. These next 2 weeks in the baseball season are some of my favorite weeks of the whole year outside of maybe opening day, because it's such an unknown. You kind of just throw the cards up in the air and see where they land and try to pick them up.
Michael Waldo is with us, and you can catch his work, of course, at Fantistics. And so closers are a big part of what we'll be looking at. I think by next weekend we'll have a much clearer picture of just about everything. But starting pitching is also going to be something that will be moved, and potentially even from league to league, Mike. We saw two trades already, insignificant ones. Homer Bailey went to Oakland. He won his first start. Andrew Kashner pitched for Boston. He did not. And honestly, Mike, I don't know what you thought about the return. It didn't seem like either team gave up anything. It seemed like they were just kind of dumped players. So do you see some of these players like Stroman potentially, or even Mike Minor, getting moved? Because if the return is not there, why would these teams just trade them for nothing? Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, this is the effect of the CBA and just where we're at with the whole, I mean, it goes back to even the free agent market. If guys are signing for less and they're not going to get compensated with pick, it doesn't make as much sense for teams to kind of, you know, go out and make these types of deals that we saw previously. So I personally think Minor is a prime candidate to get moved, and I do think he's going to get moved. Stroman, yeah, I think it makes sense for him to do it. Now, what's the return going to be like? I would think the Blue Jays would try to get something, but if teams aren't offering up the prospects, they want to keep their guys under team control longer, they're going to have to just kind of take what they get. Now, the fascinating one for me is, what do the Indians do about Trevor Bauer? You're right in the mix of the wild card. I don't think they're going to catch the Twins, despite how bad they've been struggling. I think the Twins will turn it around, but the Indians have some tough choices to make, because if there are going to be teams that are dangling hot prospects, you got to figure that Bauer would be able to fetch at least one of them. I don't know. Craig, I think my gut tells me the Indians will sell this deadline. And I think Bauer is the one of the three that I think will get moved.
We're talking to Michael Waldo. Fantistics is where you can find his work. The other pitcher I just want to touch on real quick as we're talking is Matt Boyd. I know that we've talked about him even before the season. He's had a nice year for Detroit. Although, if you look at the numbers in the last 2 months, you wonder whether he's just ineffective or he's just tired. So I'm not really sure what Detroit will do there. We have some track record here. Last year, when Michael Fulmer was a potentially player to be traded, they did not pull the trigger. And look how that worked out. He's going to miss an entire year. So I would ask you about Boyd, if you're seeing anything that's tangible with him over the last couple months. Do you think he ends up staying with Detroit or moved?
I can talk about, I mean, in terms of, I don't have the connections to be able to tell you one way or the other if he's going to get moved, Craig. But I do think that from the numbers perspective, his recent struggles, I think you can chalk up a little bit to a little unluckiness. He's been unfortunate if you look beyond the ERA to the xFIP, which basically takes fielding out of play. It kind of levels the playing field, takes his home run to fly ball rate, which is inflated right now, back down to the league average where it should be. I mean, he's typically a guy in the, you know, low 10, 11% right now, it's 16%. So even if you take the league-wide inflation there and bump it down, his xFIP is actually, you know, 80 points lower than where his ERA is at. And that's a nice sign for him. Given his big boost in strikeout rate this year, I'd also expect to see his what we call left on base percentage rate to be a little bit higher than where it is at 75%. Given his, I mean, he's striking out 12 batters per nine. I would expect that closer to 80%, quite frankly, for his type of strikeout skill set. So he doesn't walk a lot of guys. I think he's going to be in for a big second half. I think, you know, he's gotten some of those adjustments that players have made against him. Now it's his turn to make those adjustments back. But I think he's been a little unfortunate. I do see brighter things for him, especially if he gets moved. But whether or not he gets moved, that's going to come down to what that return is going to be. If
right.
the teams aren't willing to give up those top prospects, I think he stays.
Right. Mike, in terms of hitters, like it's not clear cut. You never know what players can be moved. But you certainly know that just about every team in the National League, you can make a case for still being in it. Why do you think it is we're hearing so much about pitching and almost nothing about hitting? We really just, is it because of the CBA? Is it because of the way free agency has gone, where basically hitters are just no longer at a premium and they're only getting 1 year deals? Because we saw in the offseason, Patrick Corbin had no problem getting paid, right? Like that happened right away. We had to wait till the hitters until the end. So is it just a matter of we'll wait till the 31st and all of a sudden a bunch of hitters will go? Or is it just you don't think it'll be this time around?
I mean, it might even be a product of the environment with the baseball and how everybody across the board is hitting better. I mean, offense at this point in time, it's not the problem for most teams. It's pitching that's the problem for most teams. And I think that's partially why we're not hearing a lot about these offensive players. I think the CBA has a part of it, too. But I do think there'll be a fair share of players on the move. I think maybe one of the biggest names that I'm expecting to get moved, Jose Abreu. I think there's several teams that could use a first baseman with power that are contending. And I think that he might be an interesting one to watch in terms of, you know, player names. Beyond him, though, I don't see another player with as big of a name as him on any of these teams that are, you know, selling that could get moved and would have a fantasy impact anyway.
All right, Michael Waldo is with us from Fantistics. Aside from fantasy, this is a big weekend for baseball because the Hall of Fame induction is on Sunday, and I know that you have followed the game for a long time and its history and its stats and the players who get in. Six players are getting in the Hall of Fame on Sunday. You know, certainly the obvious one, Mariano Rivera, no question. He's the best that has ever done what he did. Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, Lee Smith, Mike Mussina, and then, of course, Harold Baines caps off this thing. What are your thoughts on now five, six guys every year getting in the Hall of Fame? Do you have a problem with it? Do you understand it, what the Hall of Fame is trying to do? Because certainly this is a very stark change from what we saw a few years ago, where it would just be a struggle to get one guy in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's a little – honestly, it surprises me just with how much – and we're almost being – we're fighting a strong line in terms of the guys who are involved or questioned with steroids. yet here we are kind of almost making the benchmarks to get in a little bit lighter. Guys like Mike Mussina, yeah, he was a great player. Roy Halladay, fantastic player. I don't look at those two and it screams, you know, getting into the Hall of Fame as easily as they did. And I'm happy to see it. I think Roy Halladay was probably, from a fantasy perspective, one of my favorite fantasy starting pitchers to roster. Just all his complete games, how deep he pitched in the game. He was kind of the old school pitcher in kind of the new era. And I enjoyed watching all these guys. Of course, I'm going to watch it and I'm enjoying it. I think the biggest thing with the Hall of Fame, Craig, is I think it tells a story. And if you're going to let in and tell the story of baseball, including the steroid era, and I believe that they need to tell that story, I have no problem with losing the guidelines to, you know, get more people into the hall and you know, be able to tell the story. But if you're not going to loosen it on the steroid side, but you're going to loosen it on the benchmarking side for what it takes to get in, that's where I draw the line. That's where I kind of have a problem with it.
Well, listen, Mike, as always, thank you so much for coming on. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again real soon, I'm sure. Enjoy your summer. I know football is coming as well. We'll break down some of that as we go along. Appreciate the time. Have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
Hey, you too, Craig. Thank you.
All right, Michael Waldo on Twitter, at Michael Waldo. You can follow him right now. And his work at Fantistics, does a great job there analytically, always a very strong competitor in fantasy leagues as well. Okay, we've come to our final timeout here on the show. When we come back, it's time for a little exit velocity to end. And then Chris Pavona goes on his way to his honeymoon, and he will have a full week off. Wow, imagine that, those of you who are listening. Imagine getting a week off of work. Well, well-deserved. You get married. It's time to go chill with the honey and have fun in St. Lucia, which is where Chris is headed. Easy there. Take it easy. Okay, we'll take a quick time out, and we'll be back with Exit Velocity right after this. Don't go away. Fantasy Sports Today continues in 2 minutes.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. It is time for a little exit velocity to end our week and end our show on this Friday. We're going to send you off into the fantasy weekend. We got some great programming this weekend as well here on FNTSY. But before we do that, how interesting is it that we end the show with a little exit velocity about some exit velocity?
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, we end the show with exit velo. Of course, you know that's how we're going to do it. There's no doubt about it, folks. This is the theme song from Top Gun. And if you saw the trailer for Top Gun Maverick, you know that this is going to be a good flick. Tom Cruise doesn't make a lot of bad movies. In fact, if you said give me like five bad Tom Cruise movies, I don't think you could do two. Everything he's in is usually pretty good, aside from what he believes in and all that. I don't care about that. Just want to be entertained. And I'll be one of the first ones there to see Top Gun. Can't wait to catch it. Chris will be there after his honeymoon. We'll be watching it in 2020. It only took 25 years for them to make another one, but hey, it was worth the wait for sure. And that is our exit velocity for this Friday, July 19th, 2019. Well, that'll do it for the week. Thanks to everybody who listened to our show this week. We certainly appreciate all the downloads and all the listens as we continue to rise our listenership day after day. Very much appreciated. It has been a lot of fun. Also, want to thank our guests on this program today. First of all, earlier in the show, we had Howard Bender from Fantasy Alarm and Wager Alarm. Appreciate him coming on and sharing some thoughts about Madison Bumgarner. We'll post some of those on social media on Twitter. Also, Ken Cashman from RotoWear, the man behind the ideas of the t-shirts. He came on and spent a few minutes with us talking about those. And then Michael Waldo from Fantistics gave you what I think was a great little fantasy trade preview coming up for the 31st on the trade deadline. So, Chris, have a great time on your little soiree, honeymoon, vacation. We'll catch up with you in a week. I will catch up with you guys Monday at noon Eastern for another edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Full-time fantasy is next. Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.
Couldn't catch the live show?
Yes.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, super.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network.